paragraph ches aval horishoim hamechashvim shehem bilam v'chaverov, whereas the evil wicked people, magicians or sorcerers like Bilam and his friends, his buddies, heim ozlim bosor ipcha, they go in the opposite direction. Shehem oisim behepech mamish, they do the exact opposite of what Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish prophets did. Ki Bilam hoyemeshuko bora hakoilel betachlis hazuama, because Bilam was steeped in this tumah of pegama bris to the highest degree, the worst levels of impurity. Like the Gemara says, on this posuk in Parshas Balak, where Bilam's donkey says to him, "Hahaskein iskanti? Did I ever let you down?" The Gemara says that Bilam had relations with his donkey. The afal pikein rotzo lahamshich al atzmoi ruach milamala, and despite that, despite the fact that he was such a low life, he wanted to draw upon himself the spirit of Hashem. He wanted to draw heavenly powers to be able to use. He wasn't using jets and tanks. He wasn't using toys, airplanes, nuclear reactors, tchotchkes, that nonsense. He wanted to use the real thing. He wanted to use heavenly, spiritual powers to blow out the Jewish people, to wipe out the Jewish people forever. Bechinas ruach nevua. He wanted to draw upon himself prophecy. Derech hatargum, via targum, shehu eitz hadas, which is the eitz hadas, shehu loshen arami, which is called Aramaic. Shederech shom, it's via Targum, via Aramaic, that Bilam wanted to go up to use that as his springboard to draw from the Kedusha. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Min Arom Yancheni Bolok Melech Moyov, that Bolok, the king of Moyov, brought me from Arom. Arom Daiko, Rav Nosson Zal says, Bilam is making it perfectly clear where he was hanging out, that his place was Arom. Hainu, alidei loshen arami, loshen targum, shederech, it's via the language of Aramaic, targum, shederech shom oilim haklipois linak mehakedusha. That's also the location, just like we learned before, that the great tzaddikim, in order to get to Loshna Kodesh Ruach HaKodesh, they go via Targum. They have to first make the tikkun of Targum. And they have to separate the good from the bad. And they have to wipe out the bad and raise up the good and bring it into the Kedusha. And that's how they get to Loshna Kodesh Ruach HaKodesh. The other side, the Sitra Achra, when they want to get to prophecy, they have to go via that same location called Targum. Aramaic, Eitz Hadas Toivara. That's how they, Bibchinas Arami Oivei Dovi. As the Pasuk says about Lavan, again, one of the greatest Rishoyim in history, that he was called Lavan Ho Arami. Kemavura Kolze Heite Batoiranal. As Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this very, very clearly in Torah Yutes. Ki Hashem Yisporach Boro Es Ha'olam Rak Bishvil HaBchira Ki Yadua, because Hashem created the world only for one reason, free choice. Human beings who would have free choice. Al Kein Nosan LaHaBchira Koyach Godol Ma'oid Ma'oid, and therefore Hashem has made this thing called Bechira very, very powerful. Ukemoi Shehat Tzadikim Yesh lehem koyach levarer eitz hadas pchinas targum ulahashlem es haloshen kodesh ulahachni al yidei zahara hakoyle legamri velizkois leruach nevua derech hakidusha kanal. Just as the tzaddikim have the ability to sort out the eitz hadas, separate the good from the bad, the Targum, and to complete Lashna Kodesh by integrating into Lashna Kodesh the good part of Targum, and thereby wipe out the Ra HaKoilel completely, thereby be able to wipe out Pegama Bris totally, be able to wipe out Tumah, impurity, completely, and thereby be zeicher to prophecy via the channel of holiness, kemoikein lehefech. So too, in the exact opposite form, nosan koyach lebilam v'chaverov, Hashem has given the ability and the power to Bilam and his guys, she'enom chafetzim l'shaber tavosim, who do not want to eliminate their illegal, illicit desire for women and for illegal relationships. They don't want to do that. Ulahachnia horash beitz hadas. They do not want to eliminate the evil of the eitz hadas. V'loy dai shiloy shibru horash shalahim. Not only did they not overcome their evil desires, v'loy beraru eitz hadas. They did not sort out the good and bad from the eitz hadas. Pchinas targum. Af gam hisgaber bohem rishusam kolkach. On the contrary, they turned that on, their evil and their wickedness, to such a degree, at shehizgabru betoikef horash shelohem linoik mehakidusha, to the point where with their evil, with their super evil, they use that energy in order to be able to draw from the holiness. Lalois derech ho'eitz hadas, to go up via the eitz hadas, derech ha-targum, via targum, linak mehakidusha, to draw from prophecy, to draw from Hashem, from holiness. Lahamshich bechinas haloshen hakodesh, to try to bring down loshen hakodesh, bechinas ruach nevuah lemekoymos shelohem, to bring it into their filthy, disgusting mouth and their filthy, disgusting body. Lahamshich aleihem ruach nevuah, to draw upon themselves prophecy, derech hatuma, via impurity, via sin, derech horash beitz hadas, via the evil of the eitz hadas, kanal, as we explained earlier. V'chol ma shehizgaber yoiser betoikev zuamosoi, and the more that Bilam got into this further, got deeper into tuma, became more impure, more filthy, more disgusting, loy hishpil esatzmoy neged hakedusha, he did not humble himself in any way to the Kedusha. He didn't submit in any way to the Kedusha. Adarabba, just the opposite. Rotzo lahamshich hakedusha chas v'shalom lemekoymoy. He wanted to bring the Kedusha into his camp. Lahavdil, you have this white, this pure white linen called Kedusha, holiness, which is up there on the 85th floor by Hashem. And Bilam wanted to take that pure, pure white, that nevuah, that ruach hakodesh, and bring it into his filthy, disgusting, smelly place, where everything is loaded with filth, pegama bris of the lowest types. To bring it there, lemekoymoy hatome, to his place of complete impurity, lehagbir hora hakoylel al loshna kodesh, to make it that the pegama bris should swallow up the Loshna Kodesh, should conquer the Loshna Kodesh, lahagbir chas v'sholem memshele so'amim, shem ra ha-koylel al Yisrael chas v'sholem, and thereby strengthen the kingdom of the 70 nations over the kingdom of the Jews. Remember, we started out in our discussion about the fact that Hashem elevated the Jewish people over the 70 nations, Loshna Kodesh over the languages of the other nations. Bilam wanted to reverse that. Bilam wanted to go upstairs, go there where there's Loshna Kodesh and Kedusha and Ruach HaKodesh Nevuah, grab it, put it in his briefcase, bring it down, and bring it down to the other side. Bring it down, use his forces, of his powers of Tumah. Just like Tikkun HaBris is very powerful, Pegama Bris is also very powerful. They're both powerful. One is a positive force, one is a negative force. Both have access to the same address, to the same location. Shehem meroimim mikoloshein, Whereas, in fact, we know that the Jewish people are really above all the other languages. Shehem bebechinas Loshna Kodesh. We are Loshen Kodesh. And this is Hefech HaTzadikim. This is the opposite of what the Tzadikim do. What Bilam wanted to do is the opposite of what the Tzadikim do. Shemevararim HaTargum bechinas Eitz Hadas. They purify the Targum, which is comparable to Eitz Hadas, good and bad. Umashlimim es Hakdusha. They complete the Kedusha. Umachnin ra hakoyle legamri, and they eliminate the total evil, the completely. V'zoichin l'ruach nevua derech hakdusha kanal, and the tzaddikim are zoichet to prophecy via the channel of kedusha. V'hu, whereas Bilam, his gaber mehefech el hefech, he tried to do the exact opposite. Lalois derech hatargum. Linak me'akdusha, to go up via the Targum, to draw from the Kedusha, ulahamshich ruach nevua, b'chinas loshna kodesh li'atzmoy, derech atumo kanal, and be able to draw prophecy, loshna kodesh, to himself, where he was, in complete tuma, impurity. Ki Hashem yisporach, nosan ze hakoyach lahabechira, because Hashem has given this power to Bechira, to free choice, Sheyie koyach lehodom lahamshich horuach delaelo kiritsoinoi, that a person has the ability to draw the heaven, to draw ruach, the heavenly spirit, the way you want. Oy derech hakdusha, either via the path of holiness, oy lehefech hasashom, or the opposite. V'ho'ikr hu hadibur, and the most important thing is the power of speech. Sheboi bor Hashem yisporach ha'soilam, with which Hashem created the world. Uboi ikr ha'hanhogo v'amimshola, and that's how Hashem runs the world, operates the world, and rules the world. V'alkein dibur loshen manhig u'moishel, and this is why the term dibur, which means speech, also means ruler, king. Kamoi dabor echod ladoer, as the Gemara says, one speaker, one leader in a generation. Kemuva b'divrei Admor Zal b'simen dalet. Rabbeinu Zal quotes this in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran. He quotes that Gemara. Ki hatzadikim moishlim b'diburam, because tzadikim rule through their speech. Kemoi shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as our rabbis tell us, Machmas shehishlimu es hadibor loshna kodesh al yidei loshen targum, because of the fact that these tzaddikim were zeichet to complete the loshna kodesh by making the tikkun for targum al yidei shebiraru eitz hadas b'shleimus v'kanal, through the fact that these tzaddikim were zeichet to make the tikkun for the eitz hadas completely, to sort out the good from the bad, and to be able to defeat the bad, eliminate the bad, and elevate the good of the Eitz Hadas into the framework of Kedusha. Ubilam rotzo lahamshich hadibur begolus etzloi, whereas Bilam wanted to draw the dibur into exile by him. He wanted to bring the dibur into golus. Limshel bediburoi kirtzoinoi, to rule through his power of speech the way he wanted, to do whatever he wants. Al yidei shehizgaber betoikif tumosoi, through the fact that Bilam strengthened himself, he fortified himself with tremendous tuma, impurity, lalois derech hatargum, derech etz hadas, to climb up, to go upward towards heaven via targum, which is the etz hadas, linoik mehagdusha, to draw from the Kedusha, Shehu Hadibur Shaloshna Kodesh. The Kedusha in this case is the words, the speech of Loshna Kodesh. Ulahamshech Hadibur Liatzmoy, to try to draw that Dibur to himself, to the place of Tuma. Sheboi Bora, this Dibur, Sheboi Bora Hashem Yisporach Soilam, with which Hashem created the world, the Dibur of Loshna Kodesh. Umosar Esadibur Livnei Odom. And Hashem gave over this power of speech to human beings, Sheyilahem Koyach Bediburam Lishloit Kiritzainam, that human beings have the power to rule, to control things through their speech according to how they want, to do what they want. Ki ikar hamemsholo shel kol echod kefi b'chinosoi hu al yedei hadibur. Because whenever we talk about authority, a human being having any kind of authority, a parent in a house, a mayor of a city, a king, a president, any type of figure of authority within by human beings, the authority is usually shown via the mouth, through speech. He dictates what should be done, what shouldn't be done. Shenimshach miloshna kodesh, dibur, which originates from loshna kodesh, shehu shoyrish hadibur, which is the source of all dibur, shehu chius kol hoylam, and is also the life of the entire world. Hashem created the world with dibur and maintains the world with dibur. Ki boi boro esoylam u boi mechay esoylam ki yadua. V'alkein be'emes hoyeloy lebilam memshalo v'koyach godoil b'diburoi shehimshech li'atzmoy derech atuma. And it's for this reason that we find that Bilam had authority, rulership, and he had tremendous power through his speech, which he drew upon himself via tuma, via sinful acts, via living a life of sin. Kama Shekosuv, as the Torah says, that Bolok said to Bilam, Ki yodati, because I know very well, Eis asher tevorech mevoyroch, vasher to'er yuor, that whomever you bless is blessed, and whoever you curse is cursed. So Bolok was making it clear that I know that you have rulership, authority with your words. V'hakoil b'koyach hadibur shemosho v'atzmoy kanal, all through his koyach hadibur, which Bilam drew onto himself. Ukamay shapirush Rashi, as Rashi HaKadosh points out there, shenotlu eitzo mimidyon, that they sought, Bolok sought advice from Midian. V'omru al Moshe, because they knew that Moshe Rabbeinu had been raised in Midian. Moshe Rabbeinu ran away from Egypt when he was a child, and he ran to Midian, and that's where he grew up, and that's where he married Tzipora. So the people of Midian said, V'omru al Moshe, ein koichoi ela bepeh. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu's power is only in his mouth. His prayer, his loshna kodesh, his dibur of Torah and Tefillah, that's his koyach. So Bolok said, Afonu novoy aleim b'odam shekoyche bepeh. So we will also come to attack the Jewish people with a person, with an individual, whose power is also through his mouth, meaning Bilam. Ki Moshe zocho ledibur shaloshna kodesh derech hakdusha. Moshe Rabbeinu was zocho to draw the dibur of loshna kodesh via holiness, via purity, via living a life of tremendous holiness and purity. Alidei sheshiber ubitel hora shebeitz hadas legamri. Through the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the evil of the Eitz Hadas completely, he overcame all of his physical desires, his materialistic desires. Ubilam lehefech mamish. Whereas Bilam was the exact opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'alkein savru Bolok u'Bilam shegam al Yisrael sheim ikar b'chinas loshna kodesh kanal yuchlu lezgaber chas v'sholem. And this is why Bolok and Bilam thought that against the Jewish people also, not just against Moshe Rabbeinu, but against the entire Jewish nation, where they are the real loshna kodesh, they represent loshna kodesh, that the way that they'll be able to defeat them and overcome them will be through the power of speech of Bilam, through the koyach hadibur of Bilam Horosha.